Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
It's Championship Saturday on the lawns of England, Germany, and Spain as the final grass court tune-up events before Wimbledon come to a close. We'll show you who lifted all four of the trophies. Plus, Wimbledon predictions. We'll look at the American ladies' chances at the All England Club and make our experts pick some winners. All that coming up on today's edition of TC Live. Welcome inside our studios here in Santa Monica, California. Rob Simelker here, two-time Wimbledon semifinalist and Hall of Famer Tracy Austin. And look who's emerged from the smoking room, gentleman John Michael Gamble. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On the eve of Wimbledon, this is very appropriate to be dressed up like this. It's beautiful.
So. Thank you.
Very, very nice. And a very nice day for Taylor Fritz, Jan Mike. An incredible performance for him. Doesn't have his serve broken the entire tournament and comes away with a trophy.
Yeah, I think it's a great rebound. And he talked about his confidence there in that little trophy ceremony at the end, how much that tournament means to him, how it's given him some nice confidence going into Wimbledon. But it's a singular thing, too. To win a tournament, it's not an easy thing. That's his third title of his career. Look how many matches he's played. So great for him to get through that, find a way after losing two first rounds. And it's what a time to do it going into Wimbledon. It's the perfect time.
Okay, we'll show you the highlights from that match in just a minute. But first, let's check in on the ladies. They were also playing at Eastbourne, a 500-level tournament there. And Petra Kvitova, who likes to play on the live stuff, taking on defending champion Yelena Ostapenko.
Yeah, both players really have had success on grass, but it was Kvitova who got out of the blocks very quickly, already up a break, and she just kept applying the pressure. She was never broken in the match, and particularly in this first set, she really was attacking the Ostapenko second serve. It was winner after winner, just pushing Ostapenko back. And Kvitova was moving well today. That's one thing you always want to see. That's really the tipping point for her, is when she can get set, when she can get organized, and continue to dominate. And going into the second set, this game was the most important of the second set, and possibly the match, because Petra, she actually faced five break points, held on, held that 12-minute game, and then got another title, her 29th of her career.
And folks have to be paying attention to Petra Kvitova. When she gets hot on grass, good things happen. You look at her career, of course, a two-time Wimbledon champion, 33-11 all-time at the All England Club, three tour-level titles. And this is her best win percentage of all the surfaces she's played on, Jan Mike. So she is clearly peaking at the right time going into Wimbledon.
Yeah, she certainly is. And obviously, she has the perfect game for grass. It starts out with that big lefty serve. She can really torque it out wide in that ad court, as you expect a lefty to have. But those flat ground strokes can do so much damage when she's playing well, when she's consistent, Tracy. I think that you hit it right on the top of the nail head there with her movement. When she's moving with some confidence and hitting well out of the corners, you know, the points are a little bit shorter. She's not great at playing long points on other surfaces, doesn't have to on the grass, and just was looking solid today. So she's going to be very tough to beat at Wimbledon.
Yeah, when she is returning well and hitting the ball early, she's got good hands, and the ball gets on an opponent so quickly because she's robbing them of time. And because of her power, when she starts to get this kind of match play behind her, she starts to develop this kind of confidence. And as soon as she walks into the gates of the All England Club, you know her game just bumps up a little bit because she has such great memories there. She knows how to win points in the forecourt. She's got drop volleys. She's got the backhand sliced for variation. So a perfect game for this grass court.
Okay, well, a perfect game for grass courts usually means a big serve, especially on the men's side. In the final, we just watched an American matchup between Maxime Cressy and Taylor Fritz, and look at what they did on their service games coming into this. 52 aces for Cressy, led the tournament coming in, great serve percentage points won, and look at Taylor Fritz. There you see that number on the right. Service games won, 35 for 35, saved every break point. So came into this serving really well and looking to repeat a 2019 championship here, Taylor Fritz was, against Cressy.
Yeah, and Taylor certainly started out extremely well in this match. The thing that makes him so dangerous as a player is not just that big first serve, it's how well he returns serve. That's the reason he got through and won Indian Wells earlier this year. It put so much pressure on his opponents with the good returns. His defense to offense is fantastic. That first set, a very straightforward affair, 6-2. A little tougher in the second set. Cressy decided that he wasn't going to get broken for the rest of this match himself. Brings it to a tiebreak, and he didn't do a tiebreaker. It just takes the one mini break. That's all he needed here. Very nice forehand there. That improved forehand has certainly started to find its mark the last year or so. This match would go to a third set as we just watched it finish there. Third set tiebreak. Taylor Fritz finding a way in the end to get ahead, stay ahead. Here's match point. Excellent lob. That's some of that good speed that you see from him. Slipped and fell there, Trace.
I think he just collapsed with relief.
Yeah, that's
pretty
awesome.
Such a tight match.
As he said, he'd been struggling, had lost his first two grass court matches, but got hot in Eastbourne again. And so that's got to give him a lot of confidence. And Tracy, he's got the huge serve, but then if he gets into a long rally, he's not disadvantaged there either.
No, Taylor is so confident. He really trusts his game, and he trusts his game at big moments. It loves to compete. There's some players that when they get to a tight situation, they kind of back off. Taylor brings his best. He's able to elevate. You saw so clutch on the serve. Break points, 9 for 9, saving those. His demeanor is calm, and I think at the end of the day, this match was going to come down to Taylor's return. He returned better and just a little bit more experience. He's been out on the tour longer.
And Jeremiah Cressy, you know, a final, a good result for him, no question about it. What does he need to work on to give himself a chance to make a run at Wimbledon? And of course, he's got a really tough first-round matchup in Felix Auger-Aliassime.
Well, I think that, well, he's not going to have much time to work on anything. He's going to go right there, and he's going to play pretty soon. So, you know, he's doing the work on the ground strokes. The forehand went from, in my opinion, probably the worst forehand on tour, and somebody in the top 100 getting close to the top 100 now, obviously well in the top 100, to a formidable forehand that can stay in rallies. You saw him have a couple of long rallies. Jimmy Arias said it's the longest rally of his career. Actually, might very well have been exactly that. But he's done the good improvements there. I think the shot can continue to improve. You can't just sit around. You always got to be improving everything. The serve is great. The volleys are excellent. Backhand's pretty good. I think it's just more of the same. He's all right. This is his second final of the year. Fantastic. I love seeing an All-American final there. So that was really fun.
It was. And so we will see if we get some more All-American matchups in Wimbledon. Let's go now to Mallorca, Spain. And Stefanos Tsitsipas, of course, one of the best players in the world on clay, trying to improve his results on grass, taking on the Spaniard Roberto Bautista Agut.
Yeah, Tsitsipas there, as you can see in this first set, where we are 4-3 up that break, but down love 30. Nice volley there coming forward. Gets to the first set, Tsitsipas, that one break was all he needed, 6-4. Has a 3-5 deficit here. This guy just never goes away. Bautista Agut, so solid mentally and physically. You see Tsitsipas here, 5-3, serving for the tournament. Can't hold, but what I like about Tsitsipas today is he rebounded really well in this tiebreaker, played some fantastic tennis. How about that shot on the run? Heavy focus. This is the big thing. You can serve out a match, serve out for a tournament, and really lose your focus, get negative. He didn't do that. Played a fantastic tiebreak. You can see his first grass court title. This means a lot to him.
He made that choice to go down to Mallorca and battled his way all the way through the final. So that's got to give him some confidence, Tracy, going into Wimbledon. Not a guy who's been known to really get results on this surface, but he did so there.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see Tsitsipas improve match by match. He played 2 grass court tournaments before this, lost earlier than he expected, so asked for a wild card. Beginning of the tournament, his chip had a little bit too much air. He's knifing it much better now. He didn't know where to stand. He was a little further back on the return. Sometimes he's moved forward and is actually driving those backhand returns. Also seemed just more alert of when to move forward, when to apply the pressure on grass. His game really should be good for this surface. He's got a good first serve. He has a good chip on the approach and really covers the net well. Good tactically and also good technically on the volley.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he has all the tools to do well on the surface. I think he's, as you said, short up the backhand. It looked pretty good this week. And Majorca, I think that he'll need that shot. He'll need that good slice, staying a little bit lower on the grass. He's also going to need a good first serve percentage, I think. And the one tricky thing for him is that ad court at times, it can go off on him a little bit. It's an important serve for him to really serve well. All those out wide for a righty, finishing off those games on the grass is very important. He's going to have the deuce court on lock. So we'll be looking for that at Wimbledon.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to be looking for some predictions from the two of you. We're putting you both on the spot. Who's going to make a deep run at Wimbledon? Who should be on upset alert as the All England Club gets ready to spring into action on Monday? Back with predictions in a minute.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
A couple of weeks ago, we had no idea whether we'd see Serena Williams play Wimbledon next week or play again, period. Now she's at the All England Club, and in her press conference, she was asked whether she had been making plans to play Wimbledon or possibly even to retire.
I had no plans, to be honest. I just didn't know when I would come back. I didn't know how I would come back. And it just... You know, obviously Wimbledon is such a great place to be, and it just kind of worked out.
What would be a good outcome for you at the tournament? Yes.
You know the answer to that.
I tried.
Come on now.
Oh, the eye roll.
How good is that? How good is that? You know, I mean, that's Serena. And when she steps foot on the court at Wimbledon, there can only be one good outcome.
Absolutely. Seven-time champion. But obviously, we had no idea. Sounds like she had no idea. There weren't huge plans. This wasn't the eventuality that she was going to come back and play at Wimbledon. I think the draw of playing at least one more Wimbledon is really what... encouraged her to come back and to play. Now, is it a little too late as far as not much, two doubles matches before coming into Wimbledon? Yeah, she has a decent draw. We talked about that yesterday. And you know what? She has the right to play whenever, wherever, and how often she wants to play. We're just happy she's back.
Oh, we absolutely are happy she's back. And she's something wonderful seeing her back on the court. And I do think that, I mean, Harmony Tan first round is a winnable match, certainly for her. It's a good first round. And, I think that that's, you know, go from there. It's nice to just see her talking about it. You know, she dropped that little hint that she's with a little grass thing and, you know, that she's maybe going to play at Wimbledon. You know, we'd love to see her play at the U.S. Open as well, obviously. But it's just great to see her back out there. And who knows what she can accomplish when she steps foot on the court. She can draw on a lot of amazing experience.
You know, it's amazing. No American woman not named Williams, either Serena or Venus, has made it to the quarterfinals in Wimbledon since Lindsay Davenport, going back quite a long way. So it's really been all Williams when it comes to American women at Wimbledon. Let's take a look at the top 100 American women right now. And here you see the list. I look at you, Tracy. Of this group, who do you think has the best shot at making some noise?
I'm going with Coco Gauff. Coco has played well on grass at Wimbledon a couple of times, getting to the fourth round, just recently getting to the finals of Roland Garros. So that experience alone of playing seven matches over the 2 weeks and navigating that process is going to help her. I think her forehand is shored up. Her serve is much bigger. Sloane has a very tough opening round against Zhang. She lost to her in Charleston. Sherby Rogers against Marchich, that's tough. Danielle Collins, we're not really talking about her. She's the highest ranked American because she hasn't played a grass court tournament this year. So Allison Risk, she's always got an outside chance. This by far is her favorite surface.
Yep, she loves the grass. She plays so well on the grass. Those flat strokes, she can catch them a little bit late, hit the ball up the line extremely well. Risk. I agree with you. Gauff, I think, is also my choice. It'd be nice to see, you know, Shelby Rogers has had a pretty good year as well. Pagula has been playing fantastic tennis, her best tennis of her career so far. So the confidence is there. And sometimes that's all it takes to get through a couple of tricky matches, grass or not. The confidence really matters. So that you look at those players who are in form. Sloane played pretty well at Roland Garros this year. So I think that she's in a more confident frame of mind than she has been in the past. So it's nice to have some contenders out there. So I think that it's a great group.
Well, of course, so many people were wondering where Serena unseeded would land on the women's side of the draw. On the men's side, the most dangerous floater, most people think, is Nick Kyrgios. And you look at Kyrgios, he's got a young Brit named Paul Jubb in his first round match. And you look at this draw, Tracy, Kyrgios looks like he could do some damage.
Yeah, Paul Jubb was the NCAA champion out of University of South Carolina, but I think Kyrgios will get through that. Krajinovic, who has been playing well on the grass, but I'm thinking that Nick is so motivated and has played so well this grass court season, he gets through him as well. Then he plays Tsitsipas. I'm actually going to go as far as to say I think Nick gets through that because he has such big weapons. The serve is monstrous. He can block the returns. The forehand's massive. I think Kyrgios, he's been to one quarters, and I think back in 2014 he lost to Rafa. That's a long time ago, but he knows he can play well on the surface. He likes the big stage, too. That's really what's important, is because, you know, if he doesn't spend the night before spending too much time at the Dog and Fox, right? Like he's done.
It's true. The Dog and Fox is pretty fun.
The Dog and Fox, but do it afterwards, Nick.
That's right. That's right.
Really? Yeah, I think Nick Kyrgios likes to go out.
And if you go by the seeds, obviously some people are going to say, well, we don't know who, we're not Nostradamus. We don't know exactly who's going to get through there. But if you go by the seeding, it's probably Chapo who would play after that match against Tsitsipas. And then he would possibly play Berrettini. I think that's where his road will end against Berrettini. But I see Nick going pretty far this year.
That would be the quarters, right?
Berrettini would be the quarters. So you match that result of his past.
Well, it's amazing, guys. On the men's side, it has been so dominated, this tournament has been now for quite a long time, by really four men. Obviously, you've got Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, and Andy Murray, of course, who's back playing again this year. And so I ask you, Tracy, do you think we're going to see a new winner potentially at Wimbledon this year, or is it going to be one of the three of those big four who is in the tournament?
The answer is no. We're not going to see a new winner this year. Mm-hmm. How can you go against Novak Djokovic? He's won it the last three times. He's won it six times overall. And, yes, he hasn't played a grass court tournament since losing the quarters at the French. I just feel like he doesn't feel like he needs that grass court extra reps. The guy returns so well. He moves so well on the surface. I mean, the stabilizing force, the balance that he has, he serves big, knows what it's like to play on center court. That court alone can bring so many extra nerves. As soon as you walk out there, it feels different. The atmosphere, there's no court like it. So many players are swallowed up by the pressure of playing in that situation. So the answer is no. I think Novak's going to win.
What do you think?
Well, it's actually rare that I disagree with Tracy. We agree on a lot
of
things.
It's okay. I love it.
But this time I disagree. I think we're going to see a new winner. I think it's going to be Berrettini. He's won two grass court events. Hasn't lost on the grass yet so far. Made a good decision. Didn't play this week, so give himself some time there. He's played a lot of tennis on that center court. Made the finals last year. So he's ready, I think, to win a slam. I think this is probably, well, he's done well in all the slams, but I think this is probably his best surface with that big serve, big forehand. I like the slice. He's pretty good at the net as well. So he's my pick.
All right. Novak gets to that slice, though.
I know he does. I know he does.
Slice.
Novak gets to everything, but I'd love to see a new champion.
He picks on it.
All right. We've got some disagreement. We'll follow up on that, I'm sure, down the road. Okay, on the women's side, Tracy, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, Iga Świątek, a very heavy betting favorite, but she's never been past the fourth round at Wimbledon. Doesn't have the resume yet on grass. Do you think she gets it done here, or do we see someone else?
You know, I'm really excited to see how the women's draw unfolds, because you have a few former Wimbledon champions. How are they going to play? Because they have the experience. Świątek, 35 matches in a row. That's ridiculous. She hasn't lost in about 4 months. So she has so much confidence, but she hasn't had great results, as you said, on the grass. But I'm still going to pick her. And the reason why I'm going to pick her is because of her draw. I think she has a pretty fortunate draw, a pretty good draw where she can build each match. She's a terrific athlete. She got to the fourth round last year, lost to Ange de Boer, who is another good grass court player. I just think Świątek's going to be able to play her way into Wimbledon. And also, I can't pick anybody else from those other 15 that might win it. It's tough.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that upper part of the draw. I really do. I think Świątek will win some matches there. Certainly, you have Serena in that part of the draw there. Pliskova's in that draw. Halep is in there. There's some really tough players kind of floating around that top half. I kind of don't want to touch it. I don't think Świątek's going to win the tournament. I, I don't. But I don't know who's going to win it.
Exactly.
But I do think the bottom half, I think it's going to be Haddad Maia and Jabeur in the semifinals. It's going to be hard to pick who wins that one, but the winner of that might take her out.
All right.
Since Jabeur's beat her before. I have a hard time with foregone conclusions. That's my thing. I like to see somebody different.
With the women's draw.
Yeah, it's a stacked. There's so many contenders.
Coco Gauff is the number two betting favorite right now. So interesting there. Okay, I want one
bold prediction.
Both of you guys. Something that maybe folks aren't expecting. Tracy, I start with you.
I'm going with Ons Jabeur for the title. She won a grass court title this year. She won one last year. She's been so consistent with her results week in and week out. She just has had this great experience with Serena at Eastbourne. Jabeur for the title. Or Gauff. Am I allowed to put another one in there?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
You just said Swiatek's going to
win. If it's not Iga, you think
10 seconds
Jabeur.
Ago.
Is that
now
your,
it's Jabeur?
That's your sleeper?
This is a bold prediction. This is a sleeper.
That's your alternative.
Can she do that?
It's her alternative prediction. If not, then. Okay, we gotcha.
Okay, so
my bold prediction is going to be Kvitova. And storm through the draw.
Bold. I like that, actually.
How about that?
I think that's a pretty good call.
I'm with you there. With you there. You got to like what she's putting together. I'm not sure how bold it is, two-time champion, but we'll let you have it.
She's 31 in the world now, though. She's had a tough year, so I like that.
With
prediction.
A jacket like that, anything you do is bold. So it's all good. We will take that. Okay, we'll come back with our best shots of a full week of grass court tennis around Europe when we come back here on TC Live.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Wimbledon starting Monday at the All England Lawn Tennis Club, and Tennis Channel will be there with encore coverage every day. A little bit better time zone for some of you folks to watch the matches, so don't check your phones, don't find out the scores. Join us here on Tennis Channel starting at 4:30 Eastern Time on Monday. To Germany we go now. A title on the line in Bad Homburg between Bianca Andreescu and Caroline Garcia, looking for her first career title.
And for Garcia, she got the early break. She plays very well on this surface, but we know with Andreescu, she is a fantastic competitor. And she came back, took it to a tiebreak, and it was Andreescu who was just more steady, more clutch in the big moments. In the second set, it was Andreescu who got the 4-2 lead. But remember, Garcia, she saved a match point in the semifinal, so she's used to coming back, and she does it. She brings it back to 5-4, and it's a set point, playing with more certainty on her forehand, and takes it to a third set. Andreescu goes up again, 2-love. Garcia keeps having to come back from these deficits. She's really pumped up. She's getting the crowd involved. She's returning much better as we go into the third set, late stages. This is a big moment for Garcia, her third grass court title. And it's been a while. It's been 3 years. So emotional.
Caroline Garcia coming up with the win. You see how fired up she is there and putting herself on form going into Wimbledon. To the social net we go now, and some disappointing news for the American Madison Keys, the 2015 Wimbledon quarterfinalist, withdrawing from Wimbledon due to an abdominal issue. And Jan, Mike, this is obviously a bummer for American tennis fans.
Yeah, it really is a bummer, because I think that Maddie Keys had a really good shot at Wimbledon with the big serve, and she's been playing well this year. The confidence seems to be there for her, so it's really unfortunate for her to have to pull out of this event. She's replaced by another American. Coco Vandeweghe will be playing in her place, so lucky loser Coco moving in. Coco's a good friend of mine, so it's nice to see her have another chance. It's just unfortunate that it's expensive, Maddie.
Yeah, so the bad news followed up by some good news for Coco, so that's really special, because Vandeweghe can be extremely dangerous on this surface. She's been to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon before with that big serve, massive forehand. So we wish the best for Maddie, because I hope to see her back at Wimbledon next year again. She is very dangerous on the grass.
Meanwhile, we had another Onsarina sighting, this time at Wimbledon, after the pair of Serena Williams and Ons Jabeur teamed up in doubles at Eastbourne. They're now practicing together, getting ready for Wimbledon. And this is great. They were so much fun to watch, Tracy, together at Eastbourne, and they're continuing to play as they practice.
Wow, this is really great to see that this friendship is forming, and it seems like everybody is friends with Ons Jabeur. She's such a lovely young lady, but she gets the benefit of going out there and practicing at Wimbledon on the lawns, not at the Arangi Club next door, with the seven-time champion. Not bad to be around someone that's won this title seven times and just sees how she prepares that champion's mentality.
Absolutely. You got to get on these courts. So you have to have some time on the actual Wimbledon courts. This is the best person you could probably get out there with, certainly for Ons Jabeur. And it's just nice to see that the two of them are getting along so well. Look how well they're hitting the ball also is the important thing. These two, I think, will do well at Wimbledon.
All right, guys. Well, don't you hate it when this happens? You're giving an interview. Everything's going just fine. And then all of a sudden, something falls from the sky you're not quite expecting. Well, that is what happened to up-and-coming British player Jack Draper during this interview.
I know that this season's short and, you know, there's not a lot of players who earn a living on a grass court, so I've just been
bitten.
Pooed on by...
Well, it's better be luck.
By
better be good luck.
Is that good luck?
Yeah, it's better be good luck.
Where did that come from?
You know, my coach actually got that yesterday as well, so it's good luck.
At least it wasn't on your head. I've had one on my head before.
Oh, that's Annabelle Croft interviewing young Jack Draper. Apparently, that's good luck. And playing down at Eastbourne, we've heard the seagulls all week, so decided to deliver a little extra present.
Yeah, there are a lot of seagulls out there that is obviously very close to the water, and they let him know that they were in the vicinity. So he said it's good luck, and he played well there.
Well, Jan, Mike, we've all been enjoying your smoking jacket here today on TC Live. And
oh!
We're bearing a little resemblance to the one and only Hugh Hefner.
I think he's got me there, certainly.
He does not.
But I think I like my jacket better. I think I got the better jacket.
Yeah,
so that's, how about that?
More handsome. Right?
Anytime you're being compared to Hugh Hefner, that's, you know, never
I'll take it.
A bad thing. We'll see you in the grotto, perhaps, after the show, Jan and Mike. Very
the
nicely
grotto,
done.
I love that.
That's the grotto. Oh, yeah.
The grotto is the
Playboy Mansion.
That's right.
Playboy Mansion.
That's right. I've been there.
We'll tell you about that later. Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we will have the best of the best, not in attire, but in tennis shots, including this wacky one from Stefanos Tsitsipas. A whole bunch more when we come back here on TC Live. All right, let's count down our best of the best, the top five shots of a very busy week of grass court tennis. We start with Beatriz Haddad-Maia, the Brazilian who's had herself quite a grass court season.
Yeah, two lefties going against each other. Haddad-Maia in the far court. Looks like she is in trouble, but no, she gets there. And such accuracy on the run, 12 matches in a row. That will get it, get you another winner. So much confidence.
Petra Kvitova ended that hot streak for Haddad-Maia. Number four, a guy we're excited to see at Wimbledon, Nick Kyrgios.
Yep, this is a quick one. Little reaction there. Flick of the wrist from Kyrgios. You can get a couple of looks at this one here. Pretty impressive hands from Kyrgios. There was a big serve. It came back pretty fast. You see this last little replay. He hit it behind his body there.
Tough to control.
Yeah.
He always comes up with the goods. Number three, Alex de Minaur. Who's faster than this guy on tour?
I don't think anybody. It feels like you're playing against two Alex de Minaurs. I think you've got a winner, and not so much. Great volley. Not only gets there, but able to execute and control it.
You put a little topspin on this ball, didn't you? That's impressive.
From so low. Watch how low. It's almost touching the grass. Great racket work to flick it up the line.
Beautiful shot from de Minaur. Number two, the Frenchman Benjamin Bonzi. We thought this would be a tweener, but...
Yeah, watch this nice lob here from Altmaier, but not good enough. The little flick backhand for the winner. Where did that come from? Watch out for Benjamin Bonzi, up-and-coming player. And now, quite the shot maker.
Watch how he holds it and flicks it.
He meant to do that.
He did. Try that at home. It might go into the stands.
And number one from Stefanos Tsitsipas. This is a shot we're coining the boomerang shot. Check this out.
This might be my favorite of the year so far. This is impossible to hit, had so much backspin that Marcus Garon tries to reach over with his racket, and his foot can't touch the net or he will lose the point. And it gets out of reach. He has to throw his racket at the ball. So a clean winner for Tsitsipas. You couldn't hit this shot if you tried this 100 times, Jen.
No, I don't think so. Probably 1,000 times.
Exactly.
That shot.
Unbelievable. Send it over and bring it back. Not an easy thing to do. Well, it's been a fun week, and we got a lot of fun coming up next week, obviously, as Wimbledon gets set. Tracy, you're flying to London to cover things over there. What are you most looking forward to at the All England Club?
I just think the suspense. There's so much uncertainty. So many of the top players on the men's side aren't playing. For the women's side, you can throw the balls up and 15 different players can win. Can't wait to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's just let's get this thing, this just show on the road. I absolutely love Wimbledon. I love when from the second you hear the song that it plays, I mean, you're watching it on TV to all of the great matches. It's the tradition of it. I loved playing there, and I love watching it from a kid. So I'm very excited to maybe catch some of you.
Yeah, and the strawberries and cream.
Absolutely.
Somehow those strawberries are better. They're sweeter.
They
right? And the beauty of Wimbledon. It's played in a community, in a neighborhood. It's green, it's leafy. The players stay in homes right there. It's really just an incredible event.
Well, you're lucky to be there. For any tennis fan, it is all about Wimbledon. Again, Tennis Channel's coverage starts at 4:30 Eastern. Encore coverage should be an exciting couple of weeks from the All England Club. Can't wait to see you there. Congrats to all the men and women who got to lift trophies this week. Of course, they've all got those eyes on the big trophies next week at Wimbledon. Enjoy your day. We'll see you at Wimbledon. Have a great tennis Saturday.